God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Shed upon your church, O Lord, the brightness of your light, that we, being illumined by the teaching of your apostle and evangelist John, may so walk in the light of your truth that at length we may attain to the fullness of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of John. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm in unison. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to tell of your loving kindness early in the morning and of your faithfulness in the night season, on the psaltery and on the lyre, and to the melody of the harp. For you have made me glad by your acts, O Lord, and I shout for joy because of the works of your hands. The righteousness shall flourish like a palm tree and shall spread abroad like a cedar of Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be green and succulent, that they may show how upright the Lord is, my rock, in whom there is no fault.
Thank you. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was light, and the light was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true God, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who was born not of blood, or the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I had said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So I got to tell you, I am stoked to be with you today. And for many reasons. First off, Merry Christmas. While the rest of the world gets to rush on, or actually not gets to, they unfortunately rush off to New Year's, we here get to bask in the mystery and the glory of the incarnation of Jesus Christ for 12 full days. And, as it was pointed out to me, this year, 2 Sundays. So this week and next week, we're celebrating Christmas. 2. Today is the feast day of St. John, the apostle that we are named after. So we're celebrating the life and ministry of the Apostle John, who was one of the 12 apostles, was one of those that was closest to Jesus, Peter, James, and John, and the only one, possibly another one, but of the 11 remaining apostles, at least 9, if not 10 of them, died as martyrs. And John was the only one to live to a ripe old age. Now, because he lived so long, he got to take on some of his own disciples, and he taught them what he knew of Jesus Christ when Jesus walked the earth, but also Jesus the resurrected Christ. And this community of believers, of followers, were the group that wrote the Gospel of John, the letters of John, probably not the revelation of John. That's probably someone else, but definitely this community of John's followers who followed Jesus gave us the Gospel of John and John's letters. And let me give you a little L.A. metaphor, if I will. Los Angeles is where I'm from. While Matthew, Mark, and Luke are the blockbuster films of the Gospels, John is the indie art film. He sees the same story from a beautiful poetic lens, and the story is enriched because the community of John deeply knew the resurrected Christ. They knew Christ risen, and so that couldn't help but influence their understanding of Jesus' life on earth. And so the Gospel of John is this wonderful presentation of not only Jesus as he walked the earth, but the truth of God incarnate and resurrected. And third, why I'm really excited to be with you today is that this beginning of the Gospel of John, verses 1 through 18, is one of my favorite parts of Scripture. I would encourage you all to memorize it at some point. People have done their doctoral theses on it. They've done it on portions of it. So we're just going to touch a couple moments this morning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now the word that we translate as word is the Greek word logos. And to be honest with you, logos is actually incomprehensible in English and untranslatable to English. We can't understand the fullness of this word. In fact, many newer translations simply keep the word logos because we can't understand it. And the closest we can get are words like reason, coherence, rationality. These aspects of God were with God, and they were God. The issue with those words, though, reason, coherence, rationality, is that they're cold words, where Jesus is alive, there's life and warmth. But this fullness of God, of reason, coherence, and rationality, that was God, became flesh and dwelt among us. Or as the translation, The Message reads, the Logos became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. And you see, this is a radical, revolutionary understanding of God. The issue is that we've been hearing it for 2,000 years, and so we actually miss a bit of just how revolutionary this flesh, this God, this Logos becoming flesh is. So we're going to do a little exercise. I'm going to back up, and I'm going to hopefully show you a little bit of the radicalness of the incarnation. And I'm going to use this sermon. So, the ancient gods of the Greeks, of the Romans, and certainly the Babylonians, the ancient gods were distant from the people. Remember, the Roman gods lived on a high mountain, and the Roman gods didn't really care for the people. The Babylonian gods actually created the world out of chaos and didn't care for it. The Roman gods only came down to human beings to either entertain themselves or to cause havoc. And this was the understanding of God. And this could be compared to somewhat like me preaching from this pulpit. I am way up here, and you are way down there. And in fact, there's 15 yards between here and the pulpit, or the pews over here, or over here. I have some activity, but you're sitting there very passively. You may be listening, you may be daydreaming, you may be sleeping. Now, it's comfortable, but it's a little boring maybe. We've definitely gotten used to it. It's what we know. Unless you think this idea is only the ancient days, a more civilized form was our founding fathers were deists. The word is deists. And they believed that God created the world, but then went on a very long vacation and is no longer involved, that God does not actually interact with us on a day-to-day basis. But you see, this is not a Jewish understanding of God. For the Jewish people understood that God was with them. that God cared for them. God walked with them in the Garden of Eden, and when he was forced to make them leave the garden, made them clothes and left the garden with them. God walked with them through the desert by a pillar of smoke by day and a pillar of fire by night. And so when they got to Jerusalem and built his temple, God's self, dwelt among them. And so this may be like me preaching right now in the aisle. It's a little new. We don't usually do it at this service. But there's a little bit of fluidity to it. There's motion. There's connection. There's interaction. There's a sense that we are still together. Now, you're seated, I'm standing. But there's a presence, if you will, that we are here together. There's movement, motion, withness, togetherness. But you see, it's out of this Jewish understanding of God's grace, God's love, God's closeness, that Jesus came and dwelt among us. Well, this is new. Surprising, even. I'm not sure it's been done before. You? But there's a closeness here. There's an intimacy. We can touch each other. My hope is that there's a little part of you that's excited because something new is happening. Something close is happening. Something beautiful is happening. And my guess is that for some of you, this is a little uncomfortable. You might even be offended. How dare the preacher man sit in the pews with us? It's uncomfortable. But the truth is, 2,000 years ago, God did something new and surprising in Jesus. And the people then, and for a couple hundred years afterwards, were excited about it. But they were uncomfortable with it too. How could God become man? How could man become God? And the truth is, today, in our following Jesus, if we're not a little excited and a little uncomfortable, then are we really following Jesus? Because 2,000 years ago, Jesus came in human form. God came in human form to tell us the truth about God and what it means to be truly human. So this Christmas season, remember, God, the source of everything we need and anything we could possibly want, is with us, is in us. And in God, we live and move and have our being. God is here. Merry Christmas.
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic.
ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world. We pray especially for the people of the Middle East. We pray for the church in Jerusalem. Pray for peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God. Pray that they may find and be found by God. I ask your prayers for the departed. Pray for those who have died. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Almighty God, we thank you that your word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that you live and dwell among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral and Merry Christmas. So glad you're here. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand and hold it up high, the ushers will bring you a gift. But you have to hold it up until they find you. Keep it up so they can see your hand. That's it. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, all you faithful. We're so glad to see you. Classes will resume next Sunday. And if you want to usher in the new year, remember in Jesus' time, the new year began with the sunset. And so if you want to begin your new year in prayer and song, we offer a festival of 9 lessons and carols on New Year's Eve at 5 o'clock. It's very beautiful with candlelight. So start 2016 with prayer, and it'll be a good year. Oh, and did the ushers find you, dear? Did they get you? Yeah, they're bringing you a gift. Good. In 2016, we have a theme for our Christian education, and the theme is courageous relationship. We want to invite you all into a courageous relationship with God and with each other. And so on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, we're going to begin by studying some of the great saints of old who had courageous relationships with God. And what I mean by that is the kind of relationship in which you allow God to change you, or you allow your relationships with others to change you. And also, David's written a great article in your bulletin about our Wednesday night programs, and we're going to be offering some great classes on Wednesday night as well. Wednesday nights will begin at Epiphany, which is the 12th day of Christmas, 12th night, as Shakespeare called it, and that's when the wise guys reach the manger. So if you can see, they're not here yet. They're somewhere making their way. And they'll get to the manger on Wednesday night, and we'll have an evening prayer service that evening.
If you filled out a pledge card this year, you have envelopes with your name on it that are out in the cloister. I know some of you like to do that as a devotional act, to put the donation in the envelope and in the plate, so you can find them out there. And our next Sunday for baptisms is January 10th. So if anyone needs to be baptized, please let us know. We also have a very special guest. We have a priest here today, Robert Giannini, who's celebrating his 49th year of ordination today. Robert, would you stand up so we can give you a round of applause? That is awesome. The Word made flesh and dwelt among us, and we are so grateful that we offer up our gifts.
Joseph was an old.
Because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfect man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation. In the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with John and all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
That Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. In the Word made flesh, God joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven. May the blessing of that Word rest upon you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Amen.